Welcome to the Drivel Hour.
I mean, my ex broke up with me over it.
And right? If anybody objects to your wedding, you would beat them up.
Nope, the police officer is right 100% of the time.
As males, what do you guys think about growing your glutes a little bit?
That's not the Lord's way.
All this and more on this episode of the Drivel Hour. Thanks for listening.
So, speaking of subscriptions, if money was no object, you know, there's so many subscriptions.
Yeah, we were talking about subscriptions before we started this.
Right.
Just to let
Yeah. Oh, true. I should have led with that. But like, if money was no object, there's so many subscriptions you can partake in. Like,
absolutely.
I mean, you watch the 2 Chainz like Snapchat stories where he's like reviewing like insanely expensive stuff, and you can get like $1,000 like perfectly round ice cubes.
Okay.
You see that stuff?
Why'd you do that?
But like, there's all sorts of stuff you can. I mean, you can subscribe to like Bespoke Post and get cool knives shipped to you every month.
The website maker thing.
Yeah.
The meat thing. Buy. Discount like produce,
yeah. Like Whole Foods, you can get that stuff. I guess
meal. What is those meal prepper sites?
Oh yeah, for all the bodybuilders. Oh, there's so much stuff. There's Gainful,
Liquid IV, Hello Fresh.
Shout out Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
Small up and coming plant.
Alpha Brain. What's your ideal pot? Your ideal subscription stack?
If I had like unlimited money.
Yeah.
Okay.
BMW heated seats. That's a subscription.
I want a car
really?
Per month.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Wow.
I don't know. I've never seen a subscription. I'm like, I want that. But I do want to ask about because everyone talks about everything's going to be subscription within the next like 20 years.
Right.
Cars, phones.
Yep.
Houses, which is, I guess that's just an apartment. But
you will own nothing and be happy.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But it's World Economic Forum.
Right. But everything's going to be a subscription.
Yeah.
So how do you feel about that? And at that, if I could answer that question, like if I could have anything as a subscription,
yeah,
absolutely, I'd get my phone as a subscription. Because like
– really? Well, you basically already have it if you're making like payments on it still. It's kind of a subscription.
Right. And if you upgrade every 2 years anyway.
Right.
So that's what I mean. So if it could just go to a subscription.
A long-term.
Because Apple – I mean, yeah. Apple's very smart. They drop the value of the phone when you turn it in so much – that it's not even like to your brain looking at the numbers, it's not even worth buying it. You know, this iPhone 13 was what $650 2 years ago, and now its trade in value is $370 towards an $800 iPhone 15.
Oh, I know, it's a scam, dude.
So, but I will not do the green bubble, regardless. You know, Apple screwed me over so many with my computer, my $600 computer, my brand new computer. Apple screwed me over.
You're an Apple elitist, aren't you?
Yeah, they screwed me over my watch. They screwed me over with my AirPods. Literally every turn, they've just bent me over and just
what? Whoa, you know, whoa, 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 whoa!
Bender back, Cumberdick.
Benedict Cucumberbatch.
Where did that come from?
No, they screw you over in every turn they can, and they don't care because they're the biggest recorded company in the world. So, no, I can't. Yeah, well, the recorded company.
BlackRock.
Yeah.
We talked
BlackRock
about this
is
on a
not,
previous
yes,
episode.
They are not, yeah. They're not recorded as the biggest, though, because they split themselves up. They're ingenious. Anyway, yeah, for sure. Apple's the biggest recorded company in the world, and so they don't care. And so they'll just screw you over. They'll twist it in. Twisted inclined plane you at every turn they can.
Twisted
but
inclined plane.
Is that a position?
Huh?
No, it's a screw. Twisted inclined plane. My
dude,
my professor came up with
that's
that one.
So nerdy and virginly.
Yeah.
I like it.
Anyway, I really can't stand Apple, but I am so stubborn about not having the stupid green bubble. Like I've bullied.
It's so funny. It's literally a color difference.
No, right. And
that's
insane. And Android has way, way better everything. Their quality, their software, all their features, their cameras. Android's better in every way, shape, and form. But
I begged it. Okay, Apple, you can buy any Apple product pretty much and expect a certain level of quality
right.
that is passable.
Sure.
Especially as they keep updating the cameras on these iPhones.
Yeah.
Where, like, a
Which
Samsung,
is still three generations behind
the
it.
The interface is really nice, and also, like, all
For sure.
they have all the different, like, you get a watch, you can get a
the
Mac.
Ecosystem.
You can get, yeah.
The ecosystem's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And on top of that, they have all their own.
The multiverse.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. yeah. They have all of their own subscriptions and stuff that you can
right.
pile on. They have, you know, you can expand storage by paying. You know,
right.
99 cents a
oh, yeah.
month.
I do that.
Stuff. I do
yeah,
that. Yeah.
It makes sense.
Well, I don't. My dad does, but yeah.
Yeah, $12 a year. Who wouldn't do that?
Right.
But
unless
yeah,
it comes already with your phone
yeah.
for free from Android,
and of course, to buy an Apple phone with big storage, it's like an extra
right.
$500.
Right.
Right. Right.
I mean,
which is normal
paying,
storage
paying,
for an Android.
Right.
You are paying a lot more for more storage. So if you really don't yeah. have your phone for more than like what, like 5 years,
mm-hmm.
it probably doesn't even make sense to buy it with more storage.
Yeah,
right?
absolutely.
And
yeah.
it probably makes sense to buy the smallest storage size you can and then pay for the full, like,
Apple. I only have 64 on
the
my
iCloud
phone.
Storage.
The iCloud storage, yeah.
yeah.
That's
yeah.
probably the same, like, cost.
Yeah. And no, but anyway, yes, I bullied so many kids in high school and even now
into
college.
Suicide too, right?
Yeah, over them having an Android. I mean, my ex broke up with me over it because, well, I broke
I
up with her.
That's why.
Because she had a green bubble and I couldn't stand it. But no, I will not go to the green bubble. So no, I will continually let Apple screw me over at every turn they can.
Yeah.
Possible.
I was going to say, like, you
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yep. And if possible, I'd like to, yes, I'd like to have a phone subscription.
Interesting.
Okay.
So yeah.
Long answer. I forgot what we were talking about.
Yeah, fine.
My
by
Apple
me.
Watch, I'd like to have a watch subscription.
Okay.
Oh, another thing. RV.
Ooh, how about like a monthly, you get a new set of watch bands every month, like different styles.
Okay. Oh, I
yeah.
could get behind that.
Get like two.
Because
like
I trash, I mean, you can see I trash my watch bands with
yeah.
oil and grease
yeah,
and
you can
dirt
get like two fabric ones. You can get two leather ones.
I've had
okay.
the same one for like
two
over
chain
a year.
Ones,
and
two
chain.
Latex mm-hmm. ones.
Absolutely.
Like chain mail?
The fit
yeah.
chain, if you're into that. Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
I
for
know.
Sure.
I would love that. That'd be awesome. One other thing is RVs, like fifth wheel trailers or something, if I could do a subscription for that.
That stands for rented vehicles, right?
Recreational vehicles.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Recreational marijuana.
But yeah, because... Yeah.
Recreational marijuana.
Because I plan on...
Did you name your kid Marijuana?
No. Maid of Honor?
Marijuana.
No.
It's Italian.
Would you be the maid of honor?
For your wedding?
Yeah.
I'm not a
I'm
hoe.
Asking you right now.
Oh, shoot.
You, are
Who?
You maid
Who
of
you
honor
making?
And proposing him?
I don't know.
That's good.
I'll find
you
someone.
Figure that out.
Well, when's I'll find someone by the time that yeah, I ask
who's
you.
Who's going to be your groomsman guy? Bride maid of...
The man of... The
man of bride.
Man of bride.
man
I think
of
just,
honor.
I think that's just called a straight dude.
I think... Well, if you're my first choice.
Huh?
And then...
Batty?
I think would be second, probably.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Fire?
I don't know. Just as far as like...
Cute?
Just a... brick wall.
Yeah. And
right.
if anybody objects to your wedding, you would beat them up.
Right, right.
I might,
like,
try, to,
yeah.
I might try to roast them.
Yeah.
No, you're easy. You're third, dude. Come
For on. Sure.
Easy.
After thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, appreciate that.
just in the military. You
oh.
can't get
so, okay.
But you gotta be, I've known okay. since I was zero.
Right.
Thanks,
right.
thanks, thanks.
Right. It's not like I've been friends with you for longer than Anthony or anything.
Well, I mean, you're comparing two kinds of apples. I don't know.
Yeah.
Apples and pears.
Apples and pears.
I'll be the pear. Actually, you want to be the pear?
I don't want to be anything, really. I want to be a Honeycrisp apple.
You'll be on my...
Honeycrisp is fire, dude.
Like, anyone who falls, like... Y'all be on my team. I'll have you know, my team.
Right.
Yeah.
You'll be on the team.
Or the gang.
The groomsmen.
Or the sound guy, but yeah, you'll be there.
Wow. I can't even be in your...
Bro,
ceremony.
I'm kidding.
Lovely.
Okay.
Thank you.
You can sit in the back.
yeah.
With your dad.
You can film it. you can film it for me.
Yeah.
Man. That'd be sad. That's honestly the worst.
That is.
Suck.
The only guy not seen in the film
yeah.
video is a guy
it's better to
filming
be, it's
it.
Better be that than a token.
Fair. Dude, that's something you never want to hear is you can film it for me. I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. Anyway,
anyways.
Subscriptions. Yes.
Subscriptions.
Since I would like to live in fifth wheel trailers,
damn,
those depreciate faster than almost anything.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Interior like decorations become obsolete.
You're not
going to
get a
years.
Dutch Star, right?
The huh? bus.
I want a Dutch Star.
The
do
bus.
You?
Yeah, the Newmar Dutch Star bus.
Oh,
those are
yeah.
nice.
Whoa.
No, I would. I do really like Newmar, but I'd probably go American Coach if I were to get
okay.
a bus.
Okay. American Express.
The Eagle.
America!
$1.3 million for that bus. Yeah. Or something. But anyway, yes, those depreciate faster than almost anything. Interior decorations become about obsolete within 2 years. So if I could get like a subscription to get a, like a new one instead of making monthly payments and owning something that's pretty much worthless by the time I'm done paying it off, if I could just have a subscription for it.
Okay, so that's like one of the situations where it actually makes more sense to lease something like
that. Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, because like, if you're buying like a, maybe for like a brand new car, I would too. But if you like buy like –
Maybe.
Maybe. They do depreciate cars, a lot too.
Yeah, but not nearly as much.
Sports cars though do
that's,
a lot.
That's
for
true.
Sure. Yeah. For sure.
But if you're buying – if you want to like buy like just a regular sedan, it probably makes more sense just buy it outright so you're not like just wasting your money.
I agree with that, yeah.
But like for context, you know, a fifth wheel trailer that's 150 grand, 200 grand, a luxury top of the line fifth wheel – you know, by the time
fifth wheel doesn't mean it has five wheels. It means the fifth wheel is the point where it attaches.
Right, right. Yeah, it's got a kingpin.
The vehicle that's pulling on,
just like a semi trailer, it's got a kingpin. It's actually got an identical sized kingpin.
Yeah.
So a dually pickup can pull a really light semi trailer, and a semi can pull a fifth wheel.
We lost a lot of people in that, that phrase. That
that's
sentence,
all right.
But
but yeah, so a $200,000.
We see the statistics like when people stopped watching.
Yeah,
it's gonna be sad for like 30 seconds in. That's about as much as I can take.
Yeah.
Wow.
But yeah, they depreciate really fast. So
yeah.
Okay.
Would you say
okay.
We'll get to your subscriptions in just a second? Would you say an RV is like a land boat, pretty much?
A land boat.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah. Because if you think about it, like a boat, it just it's basically an RV. It has all the same furniture, pretty much. You can get really like a yacht, pretty much.
Sure.
It's just a house that travels on water, essentially.
It's like and a
that's a houseboat.
Yeah, in an RV. No. But like a yacht.
You could almost say it's a mobile.
A yacht looks like a mansion on the inside.
Okay, it's a mansion boat.
Yeah.
So what are you saying? A yacht, an
so
RV.
So boat
is
just like a
yacht. Truck?
Boat is just like a water RV.
Yeah.
They're just different things.
Yeah, like a private jet is the same thing, but it goes in the sky.
Private jet is just like a little... Yeah. It's a sky car.
Yeah.
No, but like private, sky you can RV. Get like... You can
sky
get
bus.
Seats, you can get bedrooms.
Oh, Airbus. Is that why they called that? Airbus?
Yes.
That's crazy.
Because from the inside, it looks like a bus. You're
Boeing. That's why they call it a Boeing.
Shut the
oh my god. All right, whatever. That was just a random thought.
But yeah, no, I agree.
That was stupid.
What are your what's your subscription
Mine?
Stack? Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to get
I guess.
I'm going to get out. Yeah, go.
I feel like you do bespoke posts.
Which one's that?
Like where they give you like knives and stuff and like fancy candles and like
sounds sick.
Oh, that
yeah,
bougie.
I'll take that
axes and stuff.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Okay.
And I'll probably keep HBO, Netflix, Hulu, Showtime, Paramount Plus, Amazon Prime, getting Spotify.
Yeah.
I'm getting a YouTube premium subscription. Mm. I'm getting meat sent to me. I'm getting ingredients sent to me.
Okay.
So I don't have to go to
Would
the
you
store.
Get a chair subscription?
No. What are you going to do with all the pile of chairs? Get a chair from
a new chair? Or like you have to renew it to like keep your chair.
No. You like
it's
you
a
keep
really
what?
Nice chair.
Why would I just not buy it outright?
No. Like you would keep getting new chairs every month. Like you'd send the old one back.
I would not do that.
Think about how nice the chairs would get. Have you got a new one every
I just
month?
Buy one.
No, but like think about it though.
My history professor said.
No. Like
he
think
bought
about
like
it.
A walnut chair from like
you're not
1700s for $100.
Think about whoa.
That's pretty
are
good.
You serious?
Wow. Yeah, crazy. I'd rather do that.
Walnut. That's pretty.
It's
good.
It's a good wood, dude.
Yeah.
What about
it's
cherry?
A good woody.
I like cherry.
What?
I like cherry too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Washington, cherry wood.
Washington.
I like cherries more than peaches.
All right.
Moving on. What are they subscriptions?
That
other
is
subscriptions?
The emoji for men's testicles.
Cherries.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, that's a bunch of grapes. I'm fairly certain.
Huh?
There shouldn't be a bunch of testicles if
I have a couple.
There should
I got a stack, dude. I got a stack.
There should be two, not a
dude,
bunch.
I got frog legs. Or frog eggs.
Frog what? Go back
I have
second.
I have a sack full of frog eggs, essentially, but they're small testicles. They like Power Rangers. They form together to create one giant one that does a really good job. Right now.
Oh my
cherries,
god!
I'm pretty sure cherries is
ditas.
Yeah,
no,
I think so.
Yes.
They're balls.
No, they're not.
No,
they could be a lot of things.
Well,
no,
they could
balls.
Be balls, but they're not.
They are.
They're, are they balls separate like that?
Yeah, you are yours like, not?
What? No, mine are fused. What?
What do you mean they're fused? That's called a tumor.
What? Are you serious?
Yes, tumors are fused to your testicles. Your testicles should not be fused together. That's so bad.
You're kidding, right?
Dude, are you okay?
Are you serious?
Yes. Are your testicles fused together?
Is that not normal? Just kidding.
I was going to say, there's no way you're being serious.
Oh my God, my heart
You just
dropped.
Have one like salad cucumber that just like spans your...
Just an onion.
Dude, my heart dropped. I can't believe it.
He actually started like tearing
up
a little
bit. Dude, I know. His eyebrow was quivering. Was, like, quivering.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
What the heck? Yeah.
That's
moving on. What else, Anthony?
Oh, that's terrible.
What else? Oh, you know what's the worst? Mm. Kids that either skip a grade, so they're like ahead in high school, and they're like they're like way smart, or kids that do early college.
Yeah.
Those kids suck.
Wow.
There's a kid in one of my classes. Yeah. She's like a junior in high school. And she's like in this class, and she's like she's always like raising her hand and pretending to know things.
Yeah,
like, oh, she just
those
sucks.
Are the worst,
and they're so small and stupid.
I hate those people.
Yeah. Like, I mean, it makes sense because like tall people have like the blood has to move a lot further, and like there's just a lot more of them.
Yeah, something
to, like,
you'd know nothing about.
Interesting.
Ow.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about BMR comparison, but a short person
biometric
like mile ratio?
No, basal metabolic rate.
What the hell is that?
I'd just burn more calories sitting still.
What about
I want that.
OMR. Which one's OMR?
Oh.
Overall metabolic rate?
No. I think it's oregano. Metabolic rate.
Oregano starts with an A.
What do you mean?
What? Are you an idiot?
No, it starts with an A.
Are you smarter than a...
Oh, oregano, you dip.
No, dude.
Nah, dude. It starts
oregano.
With an A. Yeah, it's not oregano.
Yeah, well, it's not UH oregano. It should be, but it's not. It's oregano.
All right, let's do a spelling bee, Matthew. Okay. Spell oregano
Dude,
for us.
Look it up
a-
on your phone.
UHGGREGON. Oh.
I think you spelled Joe Rogan.
No, you're not.
Jeez,
okay, Anthony, you spell
give
it.
Him a word. Give him a word. No,
yeah,
I want to know.
Yeah, here's an early college kid for you. Early graduate, early college. Give it to me.
Give him a word.
Give me a word.
Plagio class.
Okay, give him a
F.
Yeah, that's your grade in class.
That's good.
No, give me a normal word. Give me a normal one. I'm homeschooled, remember?
Porphyritic.
A normal word.
I don't even know that.
Pegmatitic.
I don't know that either.
Shut the
up. Aphonetic.
Give me a normal word.
You should be able to do aphonetic.
A-P-H-E-N, aphen.
What kind of letter is it?
T-I-C, aphonetic.
I think everything was right except for the E-N. I think it's A-N.
Really?
It's aphonetic. It's not aphonetic.
Yeah, P-H-O-N.
But we shouldn't be doing this.
No, give me a real... Okay, Matt,
what do you
spell...
Want to okay, dog. Can you handle that?
Yeah, D-U-H-G.
I'll accept that.
It's my uncle's name, but whatever.
Dog, no.
It's just Doug.
What? No, it's not. Dog.
D-U-H-G?
D-U-H-G. Dog.
Doug.
Dog.
Soldier.
Oh. S-O-L... G-I-E-R?
No, that's kind of a tricky one. I think it's just soldier. Soldier.
Yeah, D-I-E-R. Yeah, no I thought G. he was going to pull up with a J for a second. So we're past that sure. point.
There's okay. no juror. Yeah. All right, I think we've established.
Oh, that reminds me. I got called for jury duty.
No
Did
way.
You?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
What's the case? Tell us everything about it.
I don't know
boy
it
or girl.
Yet.
Murder, rape, theft.
Well, grand, the thing that kind of screwed me over was they being a
larceny.
So I'm a full-time student, and so I'm in class during the time that it's happening, and so I can't do it. Well, first of all, I don't live at home anymore. I live at school. And so if your permanent address is in that county, then you have to serve. It doesn't matter if you live in frickin', Guam. If your permanent address is in that county, you have to serve. So I called them and I was like, I'm a full-time student. And she said, okay, well, I was like, I wanted to get a deferral for the full 11 more months that I'm in school. She said, well, you can only get a deferral for 3 months and you have to perform within those 3 months unless you can prove that your school gives no holiday breaks at all. And obviously there's Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Oh,
so
that sucks.
She's like, if you can have your school sign a letter that says there's no holiday breaks whatsoever the next 3 months, then you don't have to serve. So I was like, all right, well, there's Thanksgiving and there's Christmas. I leave the day after class goes for Florida, and then I'm back, and then I go to Atlanta, and then I'm in Grand Rapids. I'm I'm out of town if I'm not in class for the whole break.
Dang,
so
world
then,
tour.
Yeah. Well, okay. there's a
the three hot spots: Florida, Atlanta, and Grand.
Yeah,
true.
And then there's the Thanksgiving break, which I have like 2 days off, so I could do it then. But they're closed, and so she's like the next available day, because everything's filled up throughout November and the rest of October. So the next available like time you can serve if you can't make the one date is while I'm in Florida in December. And I'm like, well, I'm not in town. She's like, well, if you can't do it within those 3 months, like you have to make time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, then I guess we'll just do the original date. So I went and asked my professor. I was like, hey, I'm gonna be in jury duty. So can I get an excused absence? He said no. So there's no excused absences. If you're not here to learn, how can you learn? And I'm like, yeah, because I'm so desperate and so excited to go to jury duty.
I think it'll be sick.
You think it's gonna be sick?
Yeah, yep. Odds are you're not going to get...
Link to the live trial in the...
You're not going to get picked.
I really hope
not. You're not going to stay. I've never met a single person who's had to stick around for the whole length of the jury.
Well, one of the questions...
Say something real racist. That'll be easy.
Yeah. Like, that's how my papa got out of it, was the lawyer, like the opposite lawyer had asked him, hey, is there ever a situation in which you would believe the defendant instead of the police officer? And my pop said, nope, not one. And he said, would your mind be open to listening to the story before and taking the side of the defendant instead of the police officer? He said, nope, can't even imagine a singular opportunity where that would happen. And they said, wow. Is there any way in your whole brain you could maybe think about just listening to the story before making your decision? Nope, the police officer is right 100% of the time. And then he got excused. So I might do something like that.
Dog! Valid, dude.
The questionnaire, there was one question that was like, has a close friend of yours or a family member died in a car accident? And so I said, yes, my grandma and my great-grandmother were killed by a drunk driver running a red light. So I'm and that was in my survey.
Is that true?
Yeah. So I'm hoping.
Wow. R.I.P., bro.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was 20 years before I was born, but.
Right.
Rest in peace.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not going to get picked.
I'm really hoping that just that.
You're going to go in for the first day, and then they're going to ask you that in person.
Yeah.
And you'll be like, okay, you're excused.
But the first day is missing class time, so I'm already missing points just by not being there, you know.
What's your grade?
Right now? Not great.
They won't give you excused absence for jury duty, something you cannot refuse by federal law.
There's no excused absences.
Or maybe state law, depending on the case, but yeah.
Yeah.
That sucks.
No excused funerals. Yeah, no excused absences.
That's gay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's horrible.
My buddy, he had a wedding. He had to leave class 20 minutes early today to catch a bus to go to a wedding, and they took engagement points away because he wasn't there. Yeah, that's what they're called. They took points away for him.
Some of my classes don't even do attendance.
Well, the main reason they do attendance, it is part of your grade, but it's also there's a competition for winning a $3,000 Matco toolbox and a $500 Matco torque wrench. It's name brand. It's like Snap-on. They're really, really expensive, nice quality tools.
Yeah, I've seen them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. But anyway, so the competition, part of that is like attendance and grades and a bunch of other stuff.
Okay.
So that's part of the competition. But
don't miss a single other class.
Yeah. Well, if the trial gets picked up and then I'm in jury duty 5 days a week for 3 weeks, what's that going to do to my grade? If I'm not there for tests and I'm not there to like learn, how's that going to work?
Listen here, Batman. If you miss a class, I'm not going to take points.
I'm Catwoman. Wanna do me? I'm Catwoman from Alabama.
I was going to say, you talking to a brother?
Go Cats. I'm actually a tabby cat. I'm not black like the other one. I don't wear a black suit like the other one.
The hell?
I wear a little white suit.
What bit is this?
I got big old...
What is...
This is a bit from hell.
Dude. What the... That's going to be our promo.
A bit from hell, dude.
That was insane. Please never do that
again. Dude. I'm getting hot. I'm not even going to lie.
It's so warm in here.
This reminds me of a time right before a homecoming that I went to a suit shop.
Jeez.
And is that your fantasy with Catwoman?
Wow.
It's my manifesto.
I went to a suit shop to go get a suit. Believe it or not.
Really?
And I was trying it on, and I went up, and there was this guy shopping there. And it was kind of a weird dude.
Was he bad?
No. Well.
You don't have to ask.
Maybe. But anyway, so I was with
history.
I was with the tailor guy who was helping me, and we were kind of walking around the store so I could like get a feel for how it moved and everything. And then this guy stops me and goes, "Damn, brother, you looking good in that thing." And I was like, "Well, thank you." Because he was more of an experienced gentleman.
Older black gentleman?
He was.
Uh-huh. And I can tell by your connotation.
Okay. I didn't mean that, but yeah. Anyway, right. So he goes.
All right. Oh, you think his name was Clarence, too?
Oh, wow. Whoa.
He meant Clarence. More of a Tyrese. Clarence Isle.
But, yeah, more of a Tyrese. But anyway, he goes.
Legend.
Yep. He goes, "Yeah, man, you hit the gym and you'll be buff in 6 months." And I said, "Well, thank you, but I've been going to the gym for 2.5 years.
So sad.
Wow.
I said, "Yeah, I've been going to the gym 6 days a week, 2 hours a day for the last 2.5 years.
And then he was like, "Oh, just on your phone in there?"
No, he goes, you gotta have that, you gotta be on that bench press with that big booty in your mind, you know? You gotta be thinking towards that goal, you know?
Dogged.
Wow. He goes, "Once you get buff, you're gonna have all the girls. You ain't gonna have some of them, you're gonna have all of them." And
did
I was like,
"Did he say girls?"
He did say girls.
Nice, okay. Respectful. Yeah. Bro's a gangster. Yeah.
That's what I was saying, because I'm a thug.
The tailor that was with me was very uncomfortable, and he was just like,
SpongeBob.
and I was just like, "Hey, thanks, man.
Give me your best SpongeBob laugh."
I don't know.
That's pretty good.
I was never.
Oh, yeah.
That was pretty good. I was never allowed to watch SpongeBob.
Me neither.
Nice, what? Boys.
Actually, homeschooled.
Yeah, I think my mom didn't like it, but I was kind of stupid, Joe.
My mom,
it's so dumb. Dude.
My mom just said that Patrick and SpongeBob were really mean to each other, and she didn't want to teach me those connotations.
Compared to SpongeBob and Squidward?
Well, you know.
Huh?
But anyway, so that was – it was kind of painful, but also like, you know what? I do got to have that big booty in my mind. My big booty when that's I'm doing squats.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I got to be thinking about how I look.
That's fair.
So that's what I do from now on.
What do you, as males, what do you guys think about having like growing your glutes a little bit?
Gay.
Really?
Do you really think so? I massive cake. I have a dump truck.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I mean, every time
you guys
I'm
both
in the,
do,
when I'm
be honest.
When I'm in the gym,
maybe there's somebody you could use that to get out of jury duty.
Dump truck? Yeah.
No, you're.
Oh well.
Same thing.
Is there someone that controls like the process that could get you out of it?
Maybe. Hey, big boy.
Just eat some.
But I show you do. So, tell,
no,
show
just
you,
eat.
Tell
you.
Watch this.
Yeah.
you gotta learn how to do the splits or something.
Yeah, and you drop it. Yeah, find a wall and go crazy.
Yeah.
Do the. I think there's choreography, I should say, from Cardi B's.
Can you spell that, Anthony?
No. I think her song, WAP.
Nope.
There's good choreography.
Nope. Oh,
yeah.
Nope, seen it. Don't like it.
You saw it? That's not the Lord's way.
Oh. Hey, man, I heard it was women empowering, and I wanted to feel empowered as a woman, so I went and watched it.
It doesn't feel all that empowering.
And it's not. It feels really, really bad. And
degrading.
It does. It really feels
for
degrading.
Sure.
Good beat.
But
afterwards.
That's insane.
Wow.
You can't say that.
Wow. Holy crap.
I left
dude.
So That's embarrassing.
That was crazy.
That was
dude.
Insane.
Oh my gosh.
What I think I wouldn't specifically work out my glutes, just my glutes. It would be in a squat rack. I wouldn't just like
I wouldn't
do like the gym ho like just
short tuck.
Ruin my back.
Did you get yoga pants?
Hell yeah. Have you ever had yoga pants on? Yeah. Dude, they're so soft and buttery. It's amazing. They feel amazing.
I mean,
I don't think you should describe clothing as buttery. To start. That's just to start.
How about you, Matt? What do you think? Is that too feminine, or would you do it?
A booty?
Get
a booty?
Yeah.
No, I like, because with
boompies
me.
Boompies is what the Spanish word for.
Boompies? With me, I'm like a straight line pretty
boompies
much.
Boompies grande. Oh, what mean? Like,
if I were to work all upper body, I would just be kind of.
Take a cold shower.
I would be, huh?
Calm down. I'm talking to Anthony.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
I'm tired.
Yeah, I know. It's okay.
It doesn't give you an excuse to be horny.
No, it's okay. What do you mean? We're all... never mind. So if I just work upper body, I'm going to be a Dorito from hips up, and then yeah. I'm going to be just two, like, twigs.
Right.
Thanks.
Yeah, so, that's pretty hot, so.
But if I have, like, a little booty and my, like, thighs are bigger yeah. and, like, my calves are prominent, yeah. like, it's all going to kind of measure out.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I have to work legs because, like, my legs are longer than my torso. So, like, for it to be proportionate, I've got to – my leg days are torturous, dude.
Yeah.
The worst.
Damn, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've seen a lot of progress?
Dude, I can – in a couple months, I will have maxed out the leg raise machine.
Really?
Like, full stack. Yeah,
my legs are awesome.
A lot stronger.
Damn. Yeah. I'm not even close to that. That's awesome. Dude.
I squat 225 for 4 reps currently.
Whoa!
Okay.
Is my max.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So what is that, 2 plates?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That's not a crazy.
I can't squat.
You said 2 plates for how long?
4 reps.
4 reps?
Yeah.
That's awesome, dude.
So, like,
what is that, twice your body weight?
Twice would be 180, so more than.
You're 140.
No, sorry. 280 would be twice my body weight.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'm 140.
Okay.
Getting there.
I was going to say, yeah. 180? You're 90 pounds? That's crazy, man.
I know what you meant.
Once upon a time.
Actually,
yeah.
I didn't even hear 180. I heard 280.
Okay.
Nice.
So.
Well, that's awesome, dude. How about you, Anthony? Is it too feminine, or would you be hitting that in the gym?
So, for whatever reason, I cannot, like, bring my arms back far enough in order to, like, grab the bar properly.
Really?
So, I can't even really do squats.
That's crazy.
So...
Have you guys ever seen that video?
When you do like mobility,
right?
Yeah,
exercise, the stretching.
I mean, there's a kind of bar that kind of just sits on your shoulders. I want to say, like I've seen them.
Yeah, I think they're called bars or something. Cause they don't.
Yeah,
I know.
There's bars, and then if you put the pad around it to protect like your neck bone or whatever. Yeah, we call those the P word pad.
Yeah, I do that, and I know, so and I get it, and I got it, and I understand why. But like, just having that on your vertebrae. Like, it's sore for days.
Well, that's why you have to put it, like, behind. You got to put it on, like, you got to, like, bring up your shoulders.
Yeah, right, but then all that weight is going, you know, down on your, like, shoulder joint.
No. I mean, you should have big enough traps where you can just set them on your traps.
Yeah.
But, like, I always wear a hoodie and then just, like, kind of, like, pad up the hoodie around my neck there. Like, I don't care. But.
I put the pad on. I don't. I'm in freaking Planet Fitness.
Yeah, no one cares.
Yeah.
They have... What are they, Smith machines?
I have Smith machines. The new Smith machines are in line.
Do you do Smith machines for squats?
Yeah. So
that's not like the same. You're not even lifting the same amount of weight, right? Are you?
Well, I add the weight back. It's got
okay.
The Olympic 45-pound Olympic bar has 20 pounds of tension on the wires, so it's a 25-pound bar. So I just add the 25 pounds back on.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Facts.
Yeah. I mean, it's different because like you have to use way more supportive muscles when you're doing free weights. Where, like, the Smith machine's got you side to side.
Yeah, and front to back, too.
No,
true.
It slides. But there's a little bit more. Yeah, for sure. There's a little bit more.
The new Smith machines are straight up and down. The old ones have that angle to them. You haven't seen the brand new ones? The brand new ones, where the rack was behind it. The new ones are weird. I like them a lot more, but because they're straight up and down. Because the old ones have the
like
rack.
An angle, yeah.
They're an angle, and they're in front of the machine, where the new ones are straight up and down, and they're behind the machine.
Oh, weird.
So I like it a lot more, and it feels more real. But I've squatted in racks before. I can't, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I do a high squat. I don't go all the way to a 90 degree.
Damn!
But have you ever seen a video of, like, proportion? Like, they have, like, a mechanical of, like, a leg, but you can adjust, like, the proportion from the knee to the hip and the ankle to the knee. And so the video had shown, like, how different people's proportions from ankle to knee to hip, how they squat. Mm. So, like, I don't remember. It's been a year since I've seen the video.
On the Smith machine you're talking about?
It was just a tiny little model and just how your legs look when you squat. So, they had – so if you have, like, for example, I don't exactly remember, but I think it's something like if you have a long distance from your ankle to your knee and then a short distance from your knee to your hip, you know, something like that, you would have to basically do a deep squat or something and then
– Yeah, that makes sense.
So anyway, so I think
– I don't really follow all the trigonometry of it.
Yeah. So what I think I just have, like, a really bad, like, proportion for my legs because when I do it in a rack – I have to lean so far forward.
When did you go to Iraq?
Wow. But this is the same way when I snowboard. I have to lean so far forward before I can squat down to get my center of gravity to be balanced. And it's the same way when I'm in a squat rack. I have to lean where I'm basically bent over before I can start my squat in order to – in order to keep my center of gravity balanced. So that's why I like. I like the.
Oh my gosh, Anthony!
That's why I really like the Smith machine, because I don't have to worry about that. I can lean into the rack as I stay on it straight.
Could you put your knees farther over your toes?
Not with my new surgery, with my restriction, my plate Ooh. They put in. Yeah, I have to squat completely different than I used to.
Yeah.
Dang. Unforch. But yeah, no, I think a nice juicy booty is very manly.
Well, I agree.
Nice.
And me with my body fat count, you know, I've got a lot of padding on my glutes, which is nice, because if you just sit directly.
You do.
Yeah. And if you just sit.
This guy really does. Right. I'm talking to Matt right now. Matthew has a big. Have you noticed?
Yeah, if you were a female.
Or a gay guy.
Yeah.
Oh.
But if he's in a rock.
Dude.
Bro, come on. Come on.
But yeah, like I need that padding. I probably need to build up my glutes a little more too, because
Anthony is tired right now. His eyes are a little bloodshot.
And, yeah, dude, are you high?
He's lost all filter right now. This is the funniest thing ever. I just
yeah, it is gone.
All restraint has left his eyes. This is the funniest thing ever. Oh man.
Yeah.
What were we talking about?
Squats.
Booty.
Say some other
Did you
like
finish your subscription
out of
stack.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, we don't have to go back to that.
Do you want HelloFresh? I know you really like food.
No, because I want to make my own food. That's why I said I want to get ingredients shipped to me.
HelloFresh will send you ingredients.
They send you, like, ingredients to make specific meals.
Oh, fair. It's like meal kits.
To be fair, I guess you don't have to follow it. But you kind of probably would.
You can order, like, a chicken parm and then only use the Parmesan for, like, spaghetti you've already made.
Eat the Parmesan and then eat the chicken raw.
I do that. I eat raw jalapeno cheese every morning for breakfast.
I don't think you would cook it.
Well, it's like unpasteurized, you know, so it's raw.
Okay.
It's like straight from the goat teat or whatever.
Right.
Damn.
Oh, goat cheese.
Oh, the best, dude. Unpasteurized cider, dude.
Yeah, you talk about this a lot.
Fucking more.
Hey, it's fall.
Get that down my throat. Oh, get past the uvula.
What the hell? It is fall, so
damn, boy.
It's that time of year.
And, well, I know some people get unpasteurized milk, but.
Yeah. I like it.
A cat could have peed in there.
One thing,
know.
Huh?
It could be a cat snooping around and peed in there. Who knows?
Wow.
Yeah, but no.
You don't boil it off.
One thing I didn't mention for what?
Huh?
I didn't like that one.
Cat piss.
Okay. I used to get unpasteurized milk from like a farm that did
Bet
it.
Bet you did, you little.
And they had a 500 gallon tank with a churner in it, so it would always keep the fat broken up.
Oh, okay.
So it's like it's clean. It's not pasteurized, but like, I mean, it's clean.
Put some herbicide in there. Get a little taste, a little tinge in there.
No.
Get some cancer in
there,
boy.
They actually fed their cows. They fertilized their land with Portageon.
Oh, okay.
That's nasty.
So they found,
human waste.
Yeah, they found human like, waste in like the milk.
Wow. Nice.
And so they got, I think they got shut down because of that.
Oh, I thought they do that. No,
and you were drinking that.
That's my new
Before that happened, like way before that happened.
Okay. For my new job, we have.
Before they did the pasteurizing or the fertilizing with the
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you could get like a cow share because you can't buy unpasteurized milk, but you can own part of the cow so you can get rights to the milk. If that makes sense. There's a cool little loophole.
Okay.
But weird. Yeah. And then.
That's weird.
Yeah.
So how do they do out of the farmer's market then? Because they sell unpasteurized milk there.
Because it's not of like.
In a store?
Yeah.
It's not commercial.
Okay.
It's not
but you can
FDA approved.
So they were selling it in a
FDA.
Store kind of.
No, but you can't.
How are they selling it then?
I guess I don't know. That's interesting.
Because I knew that you couldn't sell it like in a store. But
well, farmers market's all like under the table, right?
Right.
Kind of, yeah, I guess.
Basically.
Cash.
Yeah. So
it's usually on government property and stuff, but because like they have farmers markets at the county offices and everything.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, but I guess I'm not sure how that works or why the farm couldn't sell it directly, but there was some sort of like law about that.
Interesting.
But I don't know where I was going with that. I have no idea.
Yeah. No, that's what I do for my new job. I pump septic tanks, and we at the dump station they have. That's kind of
hey.
Callback. at the dump station they have presses, big giant presses. So the
bench
Ross
on the toilet.
What
you said? The dump station.
Okay, funny.
That's the gentleman's room.
The building where you unload the truck at.
Oh, okay.
It goes into...
In layman's terms.
The raw septage. It's not sewage, it's septage. The raw septage goes into giant underground tanks, and then it gets dried out into presses where the solids and the
I swear we talked about this.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
That little dehydrated boy.
Mm. Well, anyway... The presses remove solids, and that goes to a landfill, and then the whatever's left over goes to a treatment plant, and all that gets filtered out is used as fertilizer.
For what?
For food. For whatever.
The
I have
human
no idea.
Poopy.
Goes for farmers. Human waste is used as fertilizer.
I don't like because all the toilet paper and stuff isn't that.
After they get pressed out with all the sludge. Sludge.
So
sledgehammer.
How? Aren't the vegetables going to be poopy then?
I guess by the time it gets to the point, because once all the sludge is pressed out and sent to the dumpster to the landfill
somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So then it's just raw material. Then it's just
carbon
basically
in
the water.
Yeah.
So then it gets filtered out. So the water can go back to the lakes, and then whatever's filtered out of it, that becomes the fertilizer.
Damn.
Right. Yeah.
Interesting.
So you might be eating either beef that was corn or grass-fed that was fertilized by your own very poopy.
Most likely corn-fed.
Wow. Yeah, grass-fed's hard to come by. But yeah. Or you're eating corn that was, you know, fertilized
poopy
with
made.
Your poopy.
Mm.
Wow.
Yeah, the more you know.
The more you know.
Want to take a quick break for our sponsor. How many stores are there for young people? Countless. Ever heard of Toys R Us, dipwad? What about American Eagle, you unpatriotic sleaze?
Ooh,
heard of
like
Shein?
That.
Me neither, but it came up when I looked up young people stores.
What?
And don't forget the infamous Forever 21. Either way, there aren't nearly enough old people-specific stores.
Oh, that's true.
Where's the haven for grannies, the 67-year-old lonely bachelors, the cougars and milfs,
whoa,
the dementia-riddled World War II vets?
Okay.
Thank you for your service. We have a solution. Forever 73. Forever 73 offers the ideal climate environment for geezers and senior citizens. A warm 80-degree temperature is kept around the clock.
Oh my God,
we have old people
amazing
candles to make everything feel at home, doo-wop, classical and big band music play the backdrop.
That sounds awesome.
And a variety of musty, modest, and homely clothing is always filling out the shelves, along with gaudy makeup, bowler hats, canes, and suspenders.
Yes, sir.
We additionally have several notices explaining how your generation certainly did not ruin everything for everyone else. We also have several diabetes, heart disease, dementia, and urinary tract infection specialist
that'll,
on hand to assist you frail shells with any medical problem. We currently have 3 locations, and in retrospect, it may not have been the best idea to broadcast this to the entire nation, knowing the extensive reach of the Drivel Hour. But we have 3 stores in rural Minnesota. Anyway, we have locations in Maple Grove, Coon Rapids, and Apple Valley. Come see us.
Do you know those real places?
Yeah, I looked up for
those. That's amazing.
That's pretty good.
Why hasn't that been thought of?
I mean, I'm sure the bit's been done, but that's pretty good. I
like
it.
Yeah, but I mean,
an actual
store.
Because no one would actually go there.
Old people would, I would think.
Because they can't call it that.
Dude.
They'd have to call it, like, you know, like...
Seniors United.
Yeah, or something.
Yeah, something cool. But, like, imagine...
And they just
like,
have, like, hookahs and...
Yeah, you're an old, like...
Oh, what are the hookahs?
You're an elderly...
The shoes.
It's like specific... Oh, what?
What?
Oh, hokas.
Yeah,
hokas. It's like, unless it's like Arabic specific.
Yeah.
Hokas.
I mean,
hokas and New Balance.
Kind of sick, just a hookah lounge.
Hokas chill, and New Balance and like track suits and sweatpants.
Mm-hmm,
and,
mm-hmm. Shaker weights.
Yes, yeah. Shaker weights.
The old people pants.
Old people pads.
Sweatbands.
The poopy pee pads. Old people sunglasses.
Yes.
Yeah.
Memorabilia from like Vietnam.
For some reason, really fancy cars like Lincolns
maybe
and Cadillacs.
Yeah, but like the old ones.
Like Bentleys and like.
Old people don't drive those.
They don't?
They drive American.
American, yeah.
Buick,
okay.
Lincoln,
after
Cadillac.
World War II. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, you're
imagine
right.
Like a 60s diner with like the black and white checkered floor.
That would be
like
awesome.
The old red Coke machine.
Yes.
With like
yeah.
With a
jukebox.
Yes.
Little Frankie Sin in the back.
Yes, sir. Frankie.
Yeah.
Sing
wow.
My soul. That's I want to go now. Damn.
That sounds cool. I dated a girl who...
Yeah, okay.
I think her grant.
Oh, did she go to a different school? Is she from Canada?
I swear, guys, she's real. Her name's Bertha.
Oh, my gosh. Her grandparents, I think it was her grandparents, they have like a mini mansion pretty much.
Mini mansion.
Yeah. And
oil money.
Also called a regular house.
Wow. That's crazy.
Seriously? Actually?
No, but that's crazy you said that. But like one half of their basement, I think like each – like the wife had like a certain theme to her side of the basement, and then I think he had a 60s diner theme in his basement.
Awesome.
Like completely accurate with like all the old like fashion
there,
stuff.
I never
went there.
Oh. Well, then how do you know about it?
Yeah, she told me.
So she could have been lying.
I don't think she was lying.
I think she was lying.
I think she was probably lying.
Yeah, this sounds really fishy now.
She also lied about her middle name.
Yeah, for real.
No, she just didn't tell me for like forever.
Anyway, no, I knew I went there several times to my friend's basement, and they had finished, and they had, what?
Nothing.
Okay. My friend's basement, and they had finished theirs like a 60s town. So they had like a barber shop where like it was a room, but from the outside it looked like a street view of the building.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go inside the room and it would be like the inside of a real barber shop where they like actually had like haircuts. And they did the same thing with
they had
a diner.
Hire someone to cut their hair?
Well, I'm sure they did it themselves.
That's
but
crazy.
They had a real like diner that you could go into. I mean, the place was crazy.
What is this?
It was like a bar. It was like a 60s bar. Like
give back to the homeless for all they've helped us with.
Yeah. So but, rebuilding your past, you lose.
I would love – what do you guys think? Would you like that, to have that in your basement?
No.
I want like a – probably a – I don't know.
TV, couch, pool, ping pong.
Okay. So you want to have like the little
– storage space.
The game
with
setup.
Walk-in closets with lots of storage place.
Ooh.
Nice big rugs. Maybe a fireplace.
Okay.
Maybe.
Okay.
Would you want it finished?
Stereo system.
For sure.
Would you want it finished?
Yeah. I want, wooden floors, nice painting,
okay.
Nice pictures around. And then I want a pool,
mm-hmm.
Of course.
In the basement, right?
Not in the basement.
Would you get some cool neon up around, like, the area where the pool table is, you think?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
I definitely have a nice big bathroom down there.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe even a guest bedroom.
Wow. Okay. Nice. Matt?
I like it a lot.
What's your dream? I think we talked about this a little bit before. But yeah, would you like anything like 60s diner, like any theme in your basement?
I think I just want like a little like basically a small metal venue.
Okay.
Just like a little like a place
sense.
Where mosh pits would definitely happen.
Whoa, what? That's not very
crazy.
All right.
I don't know. But like that kind of vibe where like it's all blacked out and stuff and just like a mini like it just looks like a bar kind of venue.
Okay.
Yeah, I want an open bar probably too.
Open bar? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What's a closed bar? Like, why do people...
With a bartender, probably. That would be a closed bar. Like, he has to make your drinks.
I see what you're saying. Okay.
You can make your own drinks, yeah.
Right.
I see.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay.
With, like, bar stools. Like, nice actual, like...
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
nice.
That would be nice.
Maybe a nice TV.
Yeah. I definitely
playing
have...
football or something.
I would have a gym in my house, for sure.
Like in the basement, maybe?
Fully, yeah.
Or would you have, like, another room?
Put another room in the basement.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
Pretty big basement.
We can scratch the venue.
Metal.
I don't know.
Mosh pit.
Because like a theater would be sick. What?
Organ? You want an organ in your basement?
A pipe organ?
Yeah.
Dude, that'd be so unnecessary, but so sick.
Could you even play it?
I could play like a C chord, probably.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be sick. Do the thing. You can make chords in your mouth.
No.
Make a noise.
He's got
pitch thing.
Yeah.
Did you just do it too? You know a C chord?
Oh, a C chord?
No, I was just making.
It's really bad.
Chewbacca.
Na 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 na.
Yeah.
Da 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 da. That's awesome. I want to have a room in my basement dedicated. I love the 1930s. Like that's when cars first started to like become looking like real cars. You know, when Chrysler came out with like different colored cars. Because before it was like the Model T,
which was only
just black. You can have any color you want as long as it's black. So cars finally started becoming like the 1930s, and there was like Prohibition was kind of cool. And then of course you know I'm German.
Street racing.
You know I'm German, so I think I would have a room dedicated to Germany in the 1930s.
Huh? Oh, okay. Well, as long as you don't go the next decade, you.
Why? What happened in the 40s?
Well, it actually started in 1933 when Adolf Hitler was elected.
That was the joke. Yeah, that was the that was the bit. But yeah, you ruined it. But that's fine.
I just assumed you didn't know.
No, I know it was the 30s. The 40s was I was already going pretty strong. But anyway, no,
war didn't start until 39. So
you're safe.
Not really.
All right.
And your secret's safe with us.
But they were building up to the war.
Yeah.
Right.
Since like 33.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, no, I do. I think a themed basement, part of the basement being themed would be really cool. I don't know what. Maybe like a garage, like a car garage. Like I have.
Wow. Oh, that
I
would be cool.
I have a paint. I have a painted canvas. I guess it's printed canvas in my room of like.
Shirtless you.
That'd be cool. I should do that. No, it's like it's a 60s beach repair shop. So you'd have to see it, but it's like a really like it's like a laid back like repair garage, the car shop, but it's on the beach. So it's a really cool vibe, and I really like it. If I could have that theme like in part of my corner of my basement,
yeah, it's like a California thing.
Yeah, it'd be really cool. So I'd like to do that
cool.
And have like you know 60 like the Shelby Cobra, 60 Shelby Cobra.
Ooh,
or like the
okay.
67 Stingray is one of my favorite classic cars.
Old GT 500.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to do something like that.
Okay.
Trucks way back then, as much as I love trucks, they weren't that cool. Trucks didn't really start getting cool until like the late 70s, early
80s. They
were
so classy though. You look at an old like Ford Ranger.
So round.
No, I'm talking semi trucks.
Oh yeah, they sucked.
Semi trucks. They really didn't like Kenworth with the W900A and like 7980. Started to be pretty cool,
right?
But other than that, I mean, semi trucks just sucked.
That's the engine era, though. You have the Detroit, the two stroke Detroits.
Oh yeah, we're learning all about
those.
We're
just chilling at like 11,000 RPM.
Yeah, I know.
Two stroke Detroit was my nickname in high school.
That's crazy, dude. You can't. That's crazy. That's crazy.
No way, dude.
That's crazy. Oh my god.
Thing about.
I love that.
I love that.
Speaking of gay comments like that, I went to PT physical therapy in April for my foot, and this guy, one of the young guys that's like there to, I guess he's an apprentice or he's learning. I don't know how it works, but yeah. He's a young guy like me. And he comes over to me and he goes, "Hi, I'm gay." And I said,
"Yeah, you told the story."
It was deleted though.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, you're right.
I said,
"Who did that?"
So I said, okay. I was like, what kind of world are we living in where you think I give a what sexual preference you have? I don't even know your name, and you just instantly decided to come up and tell me that you're gay.
Mm.
And I was so mad. So I was like, "I'm sorry, you're what?" He said, "My name is gay." I was like, "Oh, okay, I'm sorry, I'm sorry." So, you know, I did that thing where, like, to remember somebody's name, you use their name all the time. So, like, "Gay, could you come over here and help me? Hey, gay, what do you think about this? And, like, am I doing this right, gay?" Well, about 2.5 hours later and me saying his name, like, 45 times, I found out his name is Garrett.
What?
That doesn't sound like gay.
Garrett? I don't – Garrett? Yeah.
I'm Garrett.
I'm gay.
I'm gay.
Doesn't make sense.
Well, anyway, so
Gare. Maybe he's a Gare.
I'm gay.
I'm gay. It
doesn't sound.
I can't get it there.
Gay.
Unless he's from Ohio, maybe.
I feel Garrett.
Like a little bit more.
Yeah. Ohio.
Yeah. Seriously.
Yeah. But anyway, so this was a bit embarrassing, damn. But
did he forgive you?
I don't know.
Do you
probably
remember
not.
At least? Huh?
Huh?
I don't remember what I said.
That's crazy. No. Yeah, so it was fine. It kind of brushed over after a little while, but he kind of did that uncomfortable joke thing where like I'd come in the next day. He'd be like, "Hey Matthew, how are you?" And I'd be like, "Good, how are you?" Garrett, and he's like, "Ha, Garrett, you got it right this time." I'd be like, damn,
gay.
but yeah,
it was wild, dude.
Yeah, it was unfortunate.
Cool. I mean, he probably tells that story at every Thanksgiving.
Probably,
probably made his day.
Yeah,
made his gay.
Maybe he tells his partner.
Oh. honey, you'll never believe what happened today. you know, when he goes home to his partner. It was the joke. But
why was he? Why did you make his voice like that?
Yeah,
that sounds like kind of a stereotype.
I don't know what you're talking about, man. I was just doing like a normal Garrett voice.
Yeah, is that how he talks? Was his voice high?
Maybe.
Really?
Really, there, boy?
This little creative license going on with this story.
No, he was cool. I liked him. He was not flamboyant at all.
His voice. And if he was flamboyant, you
that was the problem.
Him or yeah,
no, his voice was not gay at all. He did not have a high.
Are you using gay as homosexual or as in lame in this situation?
Or happy?
I'm using it as homosexual.
Okay.
What time we at, my boy?
We're getting there.
There's, the problem I have with phone translators is that they're literal. They don't do conversational.
They're liberal.
I'm also not good at getting literal like foreign words. Oh. Like, for whatever reason, this morning I was trying to figure out who was the ruler of France during the French Revolution, who instituted, like, the cutting of people's heads off.
With, yeah.
You know. And for whatever reason, I thought his name was Robert Maximilien.
Yeah.
But I was wrong because his name was actually Maximilien Robespierre. So, but Siri wouldn't help me. She's being an idiot. So.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah. That's my story.
So. Okay.
Take it or leave it.
Interesting.
So, you, hey, you know...
like the Robespierre?
His name is actually... Yeah, his name is actually Maximilien Robespierre. Got mixed up like the way the name was to... Like,
oh, I see.
I thought his name was Robier Maximilien, but it's actually Maximilien Robespierre. Yeah.
Interesting.
I always thought he was the same as Napoleon for some... I don't know much about...
No, actually, Napoleon came to power after the French Revolution, and he kind of united France, and then he took a bunch of land.
Was he beheading people too, though?
No.
No?
No, but I mean, obviously he wasn't like an angel. Like, he killed some, killed some people that, like, had surrendered, I think.
He was leading the French Revolution.
No. No, he had nothing to do with it. Well, he had, like, he took power after it.
I just saw Mr. Peabody and Sherman, so that's where I'm getting this movie from.
Okay.
The good source. From, like, 2016?
Yeah.
The newer one?
Oh, yeah.
It's a good movie.
Very accurate.
Very, very accurate.
I don't have seen that one.
Oh, the one with was Cleopatra in that one?
No, was. Is it the King first Tut, one? King Tut. There's only one.
I thought they made a second one.
No, maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
Hmm.
Yeah, like the scene with the Trojan horse that went into.
Yes, that was a good movie.
Yeah, where it was really accurate because they weren't like killing each other; they were just wrestling and had swords in their hands.
Right.
So that's probably what actually happened.
Probably,
I would think.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
Trojan horse.
nice. Yeah, so, okay, so you know a lot of geography.
Quiz me.
Crap, I think, is it Puerto Rico? What am I thinking of?
What countries does Bulgaria border?
Romania?
Honduras, sorry, okay, I'm sorry. I'm gonna remember. Right.
Mm-hmm. What about it?
Honduras. Is San Paulo in Honduras?
San Paulo. I don't know.
There's a big city in Honduras. What is it?
No idea.
Okay. Anyway.
quiz me.
Yeah.
Hey.
So my problem with phone translators are so little.
Sao Paulo is in Brazil. Is that what you're talking about?
No. There's a big. I'm talking about Honduras. I know it's in Honduras. There's a big city. I can't remember the name of it. Anyway, the problem with phone translators is they're so literal because they don't do conversational translation. They only do literal word for word translation. Mm-hmm. So. When I worked at the fair over the summer, our bunkhouse is where we lived was like a mile up the road from where we worked and at one of the spots we played. Mm-hmm. So I got my car to drive and one of the Hondurans had come up to me and he showed me his phone with a translator that was literal.
Oh, I love when they do that.
It's so Google, cute. Yeah. But the Google translation literally was goes to fair. There was no punctuation. Even though he had put punctuation in his text, it didn't show up in the literal translation. There was no like question mark. Even though he had put the little upside down question mark.
He was asking if you were going to the fair.
Yeah, if he could ride with me, because like I could see top like what he typed out was pretty long, and so I don't know how that works, how it translates to goes to fair. But
languages are so weird.
Yeah, so I was just like yeah, come on in, and so I typed something out, and he read it. And like he was like squinting, like he didn't understand. I'm like, this is probably like completely messed up what I said.
Yeah.
So I wish there was like a conversationalist translator.
I think there might be.
I'm sure with AI there will be.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so that was, and then it was funny because I gave him a ride one time. That was it. The whole time, and the whole summer.
Never went back.
The whole summer, I gave him one ride for like 2 minutes the whole time, the whole summer. And
did you guys
talk? Well, kind of. I had said, you know, where are you from? And he said, Honduras. And then I was like, where? And he said the name of the city. I recognized it because it's a big city, but I can't remember what it is.
Okay.
Anyway, so it was very, very little, you know, conversing with him because he had very little English. And I have no, I assume it's Spanish. I don't know what they speak.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have very, very little Spanish. So I didn't even try to speak Spanish. I know a little bit. I didn't even try because I didn't want to offend him if it's not.
¿Qué pasa, mi amigo?
So, but for the whole rest of the summer.
¿De dónde eres? Yeah. Where are you from?
So the whole rest of the summer, he saw me. You know, he'd walk by me maybe 3, 4, 5 times a day.
Yeah.
Every time he saw me for the whole rest of the entire summer, he'd, buddy, and fist bump me.
I love when they do that.
Or give me a high five.
Dude, that's the best thing ever.
I know, and I really like him. He's a cool guy. But yeah. And then he did. He learned a little little better English, and by the end of the summer, he came up to me at the last spot of the summer, and he goes, he pointed to some girls that were underage for him. They were probably closer to my age. Mm-hmm. And he goes, beautiful chicas. And I said,
dude.
Yeah. And I said,
chicas
yeah.
muy bonita.
Mi amo. I said, yeah, but.
Yo quiero un chica grande.
Okay. That's a bit much.
Wow. Are you thinking about San Pedro Sula?
Maybe. Maybe. He had an accent, so maybe that's what he.
San Pedro Sula?
Yeah, maybe. But anyway, he said, you like? And I was like, no, not for me. He said, no, for me.
Oh.
I was like, oh, hey, man, you go get him. Go get him, Tiger.
Hey, let's go.
But no, I really liked him. But,
nice.
Yeah, so awesome. I wish there was something better that I could communicate
so wholesome,
with
dude.
Those guys better, easier.
Me amo. I love you.
Mm-hmm.
Me amo tú.
I'm not going to say that to
Yo
him.
Yo soy Matthew.
My name is?
Mm-hmm. Yo quiero un...
Shut up.
Oh, wow.
That is so unnecessary.
Large. You say what...
I know what he said.
Yeah. Me amo...
Okay.
Bella that... There.
Yeah.
You do like it over...
Yeah. Oh, I got one. Shaozi wen cheng de
shen shou... Shut the hell up.
Bingqilin.
Que tu cumpleaños.
Hmm? Bing chilling.
There's a couple.
What?
It's a birthday.
You.
Cumpleaños is birthday.
What's your birthday?
Yeah.
tus.
Que amo tu cumpleaños?
Nope.
I can say, hola, niña.
Que es tu cumpleaños, probably. What is your birthday, I think.
All right, that makes sense.
Based from my limited
knowledge.
Yeah.
And you know how to say how old you are?
Yo tengo.
And then your age. So like if you're 10, it'd be 10. But since we are 19, it'd be...
Yo tengo niente.
Diez y nuevo. Yo tengo diez y nuevo.
No, but don't you always... don't you flip it? Don't you say that
Adios?
First?
Hmm?
Don't you say your age first and then...
No. So, no, not in this situation.
All right.
Because it just means I have. It's like, yo tengo means I have... And then how many every year?
Yeah, I remember that from my 2 years of Spanish, everything I learned. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was every people in...
I remember this from my one semester of Spanish.
Nice. People that speak Spanish don't understand. You are 19? No, you have 19 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You are you. You are not your age.
Yeah.
Language is so weird.
English is the worst. It just sucks.
No, it's like the hardest to learn.
Like everyone,
like all the Japanese, like kanji,
right?
Like that takes forever to learn. But
right.
Like our alphabet's super easy, but our language is not.
Like everyone like makes fun of people that like may have grown up in the inner city that like don't have great like grammar and don't know how to talk very professionally. And I'm like, dude, I don't even know what the hell I'm doing.
Very like don't know how to talk like very like good.
Yeah,
that's a darn good point.
They don't good talk good.
Yeah,
but like I don't blame them. Like, dude, this. It's hard.
I listened to a lady on a podcast talk about a African tribe that she spent some time with.
Okay.
And they don't refer to things as being to the left of them or to the right of them. They refer to everything in north, south, east, west.
Interesting.
So if that water bottle's to the left of me, I have to know if it's west of me or like which – you always have to know which direction you're facing to even like be a part of their culture.
That's
pretty
crazy.
Much.
Yeah.
And
you can say over there. Point.
Over there. You have to say north of here. Like over north.
That's
point.
Crazy.
You know what I'm saying? You could just point, I guess.
Look, look.
But she said after a while, she like something clicked and all of a sudden she saw like an overhead view of herself in her brain like constantly. And then she told one of the tribe's people that and they were like, yeah, how else are you supposed to do it?
Yeah.
That's
it's
funny.
So, it's
funny.
So crazy.
That's crazy.
It doesn't have anything to do with language, but like.
That's cool.
Yeah. Well, thank you everyone so much for tuning in. We appreciate
watching.
The time and your viewer or listenership rather. And I hope you guys have an incredible day, night.
Yeah, thank you for your ears. Amen, brother. I appreciate you letting us lease the space of your ears.
Yep.
If you have any comments, questions, or if you'd like to see Anthony in a tube top, email us.
And my Venmo is going to be linked, so just give me money.
Yeah, to see him in a tube top. Link.
Nope. Just
email.
Regular.
Amen.
Regular me.
Email us at 3idiotsinastudio@gmail.com. That's the numeral 3.
IDIOITS. You missed.
Dot com.
In a
Bam.
Studio.
INASTUDIO.
In a studio.
At.
Gmail.
Dot com.
That's right, baby. Y'all have a good night.
How come we don't have a Yahoo?